You're listening to RazorCast, USA's hottest podcast, bringing you cutting-edge interviews from leading industry professionals.
Hello, everyone. This is Liz Harvey coming to you from our studios in New York City, where we are dedicated to bringing you top-quality advice from many of the leading expert professionals across the U.S. In today's episode, we are speaking with chiropractor Dr. Luke Stringer. Dr. Stringer speaks regularly to local schools, businesses, and organizations on health, wellness, and safety topics. He enjoys educating others on how to manage stress, how to prevent injuries in the workplace and at home, and how to maintain peak performance in all facets of life. Dr. Stringer is from Manchester, England, where he studied sports science. Before graduating from Palmer College of Chiropractic in Davenport, Iowa, he played professional rugby for 9 years. Dr. Stringer is considered one of the top chiropractors in Chicago and is a contributing member of our national network of industry professionals. Today, we're going to talk about a very important topic, how chiropractic care can help men today and as they age. Hi, Dr. Stringer. How are you today?
Really well. Thanks, Liz. How are you?
I'm doing great and excited to get back on with you. And let's get started. So June is National Men's Health Observance Month. What are the most important things men should do to stay mentally and physically healthy?
Yeah, great question, Liz. And we call it the 360 degrees of wellness in our practice. And essentially it involves kind of three sets. So eat well, think well, move well. If you follow through on those, you're going to be in a lot better shape than someone who isn't doing that. So in regards to move well, make sure we're moving. Motion's lotion. By moving, it does so much for the spine and the body, releases endorphins, makes you feel good. And then obviously when we're moving, it's keeping joints moving, lubricated. So, you know, baseline is 20 minutes of movement a day. You really should try to get up to 40 minutes of movement a day. That's going to be great. To assist you feeling good and functioning good. The other one is eating well. So obviously a diet that is high in inflammatory foods and processed foods and medication creates stress in the nervous system. Stress in the nervous system manifests as symptoms, conditions, so myriad of issues. So obviously trying to get a nice even balance. So make sure you're eating lots of you know, dark leafy green vegetables to take care of those free radicals that can break down cells. Make sure you're getting a good balanced macro diet, carbs, protein, fat. Make sure you're getting those micronutrients in to clean those cells. And obviously, you know, limit your intake of all the things that are going to create stress and damage the body. So medication, alcohol, things of that nature. And the last one is managing your stress. Stress, several forms of stress, but a big one, particularly in corporate America, is the environmental stress that we're under. So just coming up with ways to cope with stress that comes with, you know, working a corporate job or you know, taking care of the family, for example. There's a bunch of different things you can do for that. My favorite is getting down to the beach, going for a 20-minute walk, my shoes off, barefoot, just a great way to kind of earth yourself and kind of de-stress, and I found that really helps me in kind of my lifestyle. But if you're working on all those boxes, eating good, thinking good, moving good, you're going to be in far better shape than someone who's not following through and doing those.
Okay, and why is it so important for men to maintain flexibility and good joint health as they age?
Yeah, great question. A prerequisite for any joint, particularly a healthy joint, is full range of motion. So we want our joints to move with freedom and stability. Obviously, once we start losing flexibility within a joint, that in turn increases the load within the joint. So then we're on the hamster wheel. We've got limited range of motion, it increases load. So if it increases load, that's more stress essentially on the joint, the muscle, the bone, ligament, tendons, so soft tissue, nerve. So then if we're creating more stress on the joint, that joint's going to break down faster. Particularly something called adhesion. It's like fibrous collagenous tissue. It's essentially scar tissue that forms in joints. That could be in the knee, in the shoulder, in the spine. once we start seeing adhesion, it sticks to things, movement becomes kind of viscous, it limits our range of motion. So the next thing you know, we lose more range of motion. And then we increase the load again, and then we form more adhesion, and the lack of range of motion in the joint increases and compounds the stress that we're putting into the joint, which essentially breaks the joint down. Obviously, joints that are full of scar tissue and degeneration is going to move well, and then obviously we're on that compound effect. Once you start moving or losing the ability to move, it's really going to have a detrimental effect on the joint itself and then our physiology too. Once we start losing our mobility, and flexibility is part of mobility, we really start to break down quickly.
And for active men playing sports and exercising, how can chiropractic care help prevent injuries?
Yeah, kind of coming back to the load compensation conversation we just had. Mm-hmm. If joints aren't moving well, Liz, they're increasing the stress on the bone, the soft tissue, the nerve. So then if you're running or you're out playing intramural sports and things aren't moving well, then that's going to increase the load in the joint. Obviously, the more stress in the joint, the more chance it has for breaking down and becoming injured. So obviously, having a joint that moves well with stability, full range of motion, healthy muscle tissue, with good movement patterns, stability patterns, is obviously going to have less chance of someone who's really kind of fixated, restricted in the range of motion, has poor movement patterns, has weak kind of muscle balance. And then obviously, if we're out running a marathon, compare one person to the other, the person who's really limited is going to have a far greater risk of injury and compensation in their body than someone who's not that, essentially.
Mm-hmm. And what type of spinal issues can older men develop, and what can be done to help prevent them?
Yeah, I think the biggest kind of spinal issue per se, or issue within the spine and or any joint, particularly a big movable joint like the hip, the knee, the shoulder, is OA, osteoarthritis essentially, degeneration within a joint. Obviously within the spine specifically, you know, you've got DDD, degenerative disc disease. Degeneration essentially is the biggest issue that we're going to get as we're aging. And again, that comes back to what we're discussing. Once we start losing range of motion, we have postural changes due to the aging effect, increases the stress in the spine, that increases the degeneration process. So what we can do is obviously make sure we're taking care of our spinal health, so see a chiropractor. Obviously when you're getting your spine adjusted, it stimulates the joint, fills the disc up with fluid, they act like shock absorbers of the spine, help your disc guard, the less degeneration you're going to have. Also stimulates all the movement receptors in the joint, which is critical for good posture. Also stimulates physiological effects. 80% of stimulation in your brain comes from movement of your spine, so it's going to be aiding your physiology. And then obviously supplement that with a good spinal health rehab program, so taking your spine through range of motion. So if the neck goes forwards, backwards, side to side, and rotates, let's take the neck through those planes of motion specifically and repetitively throughout the week to make sure those joints are moving. And then obviously to supplement that, get in the gym and supplement that with some physical therapy, or some, we call it prehab or rehab, depending if you're rehabbing back from an injury. But you know, the rehab should be based on, if we're talking about the neck, engaging those neck flexors that keep your neck back, and then obviously the muscles sit between your shoulder blades, keep your shoulder blades back. That's going to prevent that. You know, we're all imagining an older gentleman with his head shifted forwards and his shoulders round, kind of that stoop forward posture. And the low back, make sure you're engaging the core, because that creates stability in the hip and the low back. Make sure the big muscles in the back of your leg, the glutes and the hamstrings are switched on. And then we're not compensating. So then when we're upright and we are moving, we should be doing, we've got the right muscles engaging to create stability. And then importantly, I think it's probably the most important thing, I'd say, with the mobility of the spine, getting it moving, motion is lotion, particularly as we age, we do not want to lose that, is to create stress within the joint. Old hat was, when you get old, get off your feet, you know, go to water aerobics and chair yoga. Unfortunately, when you're not stressing the joint through load, so if we're in the gym and, you know, we were on the leg press machine, for example, that's creating stress. Because when you're creating stress within the joint, spine or movable joints, so knee, hip, for example, it creates osteoblastic activity. Osteoblastic activity is where the bone creates red blood cells, And obviously that keeps the bone nice and healthy, stops it from kind of being brittle and forming, you know, osteopenia, which is where the bone kind of really thins out and gets quite brittle and weak as we age. So make sure we're creating, you know, we're doing some resistance training to create some stress in the bone. That's going to keep your bones nice and healthy.
Okay, and lastly, why should men start to incorporate ongoing chiropractic care into their lifestyle today?
Yeah, I think men, women, kids, you name it, everyone should be under chiropractic care. As a chiropractor, I'm biased, but it'd be great if we ran a study of the health outcomes of a control group with chiropractic care and without chiropractic care. I was going to lean into stress. Stress is a silent killer. You know, our practice downtown in the middle of Chicago, we treat the corporate athlete. With the corporate athlete, you know, they dealing with those corporate lifestyle diseases, so we have poor sleep cycles, low energy level, we're fatigued, we're irritable, we've got no libido, we've got inability to gain or lose weight. Essentially, when we're in a stress state, stress increases cortisol within the body. Cortisol blocks insulin, so less insulin receptive. This spikes our blood sugar. Obviously, blood sugar in the blood system is no good, and it just kind of rolls into all these lifestyle diseases, and then that feeds into those metabolic diseases that are rife: type 2 diabetes, coronary heart disease, pulmonary dysfunction, etc. So my kind of two cents to anyone is, if you're getting adjusted, you're taking stress off the nervous system, which is going to allow you to feel good. So if you came in with neck pain, you're going to have less neck pain, but also it's going to allow you to physiologically function better. Spine or nervous system stress is going to allow you to function as you should optimally, without pain and or dysfunction. So by de-stressing your nervous system, and you can count in the lifestyle stress, so work environment or stress from posture, being pinned to your desk 50 hours a week, or just poor diet habits. The less stress you have in your life means the less stress your nervous system is under. The less stress your nervous system is under, you're going to feel better, you're going to function better in every way, shape, or form.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Stringer. We know you're busy, so I want to thank you for all your time and help today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us on, Liz.
And for our listeners across the country, if you are interested in speaking with the doctor, please visit www.southloopchiropractor.com or call 312-987-4878 to schedule an appointment. And on behalf of our team, we want to thank you for listening, and we look forward to bringing you more top quality content from our country's leading experts.
You've been listening to Razorcast, USA's hottest podcast, bringing you cutting-edge interviews from leading industry professionals.